So I'll keep on with the book. But I just want to say, like, again, to remind everyone that the book is kind of an excuse. Like, you know, I just, if anything comes, like, on the way, like, while doing this, like, please say, because that to me is what is important, like, what the book can point and then tickle us, and then we can go on with the tickle and forget about the book. So he was saying, the other day we ended up saying that from our side, what needs to be done is this, making ourselves completely receptive, like available, and letting life act in us from within. So then he says, like, so this availability, which is like passive, and the perseverance, like the continuity that you bring to this piece of art, like he speaks about obra, how you say, kind of piece of art. He speaks about this process as kind of same word as piece of art. So he's saying like this availability and opening to this action is actually, like, it seems like passive, but it is active from our side. Like, to make ourselves available is, and to keep on in that place, that is active, you know, this is action, so. So, and it is because of this, by, yeah, like being united, like one with your wish, and by directing this deep wish constantly to what is, then you are constantly act, like in action towards that. And in this opening, whenever the falling into this bigger place happens, like it is not, like it is a mystery, like all is in our hands, is this opening and being receptive and perseverant. And then the falling into, it is not in our hands, like, and it's kind of mystery, we can say. It is not because of us, like, it is, like, we cannot pull this in. Is the kind of way that life has to act in us, you know. Saying, but anyway, after all, you will not really understand this till you actually fall into this. Like, only then you will kind of really understand this by this contemplation. So just get ready to receive this falling in. And now I want to say, because in the beginning I said that you had to forget about everything except the naked consciousness of yourself. But now I ask you to forget even about yourself, fall into this consciousness of your naked self, and now it's like beyond that, and only this consciousness of what is, like without yourself. So in one way, we could say like in the beginning, you can like perceive this what is through fully seeing yourself. And then you're asked to kind of dive into what is, we can say jumping yourself, like in spite of, like beyond yourself. Like you don't need to see it in you to experience what is. So, but to jump that kind of straight away there would be like too much of a jump, so that's why first like naked oneself and then erase yourself. So slowly, slowly, your fiery wish or longing has to be to experience everything as it is, like as being, like not separate from the source. So by persevering in this conscious, naked consciousness of yourself, like letting this deeper wish to go beyond yourself, like burn within, and also by doing that, you will be experiencing the beauty of that, and like the beauty of that will be taking you more. So like, you know, by enjoying that process, you will also be led like farther into experiencing only beingness. So this is like true love, that the beloved will like just take out all the dressing. And any idea or wanting for oneself to give, to be totally for the one who loves. And this, like, in this kind of love, the one who loves, like, cannot handle any other thing or any other thought than the beloved. So something like that. So, and this is not like just like a momentary kind of wish, but that kind of turns into this longing to be always and kind of forever in this state of nakedness and in this total, like, having forgotten, like, totally about oneself. Like, so it's not like a one-day thing, but really, like, that turns into this wish to be always in this nakedness and being forgotten of oneself. And this is the job of love. But again, only the one who experiences that can really understand that. So then we can say, like, on the way, when you start to experience yourself more, like, to when you feel that you are giving more importance to yourself, then that you could take this, like, as a sign that, you know, because that will eventually make you sad. When you find yourself, like, concerned about yourself, you will feel sadness, and that sadness will pinch you, you know, to feel more strongly this longing to fall into the experience of what is only, you know, only that, you know. So don't stop longing for this experience of losing yourself. So please, like, feel this longing and this wish to escape from yourself as if you were like poison. You know, it's what it says. So, of course, that doesn't mean to, you know, not to love yourself, but to feel beyond that, like, to feel, like, this longing for something, like, bigger than yourself. And he's saying, like, to feel this longing for that, it is essential to proceed.
Understand this place.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Am I understanding what he said?
Yeah, it will be flipped, yes. Yeah, in a way is, I feel these two things, like in a way is like almost stupid to speak about it, because then you are expecting to be flipped, you know, it's like mind works that way. But in another way, and hopefully, you know, it's more like encouraging to not be like, to not think that I know, you know. To not think that I know what I'm going, you know. Which, for me, is a big, big thing that narrows the possibilities. You know? When we hold on into any idea, then it really narrows possibilities. It's as if then we are not really open to be surprised, you know. And so it feels very, in a way, like important and also honest, you know, to point to that.
And like, there's a part of me that can't imagine being flipped.
Yeah.
As a good thing. There's a part of me,
yeah,
that's a bit like being flipped.
Yeah.
A part of me feels like a scary thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Confusing.
Yeah, but this is the power of love, no? Like, we understand up to what we understand. And all these talks about no ego, you know, and non-self, like all this, it is actually very, like, scary. Like, many times I hear, like, conversation, like, it feels like, it is scary, no? And also in the practice, there is these moments where it is a lot about death, like physical death, like in the practice itself, and we like freak out, no? But what we don't know is that when death actually happens in the spiritual world, like the aliveness that you experience is much beyond, like, you know, beyond any aliveness you could possibly experience before. So that's the magic. Like, the mind organizes things and thinks, if this goes, like, if A goes to B, then B goes to C, no? Like this. And suddenly there is something that has nothing to do with A, B, C, you know? That it turns into like a dinosaur, like whatever it is, you know, like just something out of blue, you know, something like that. And I think, I feel it's important to point to that, you know, so that we don't create a whole castle out of our mind about, you know, what freedom is, you know, what this space, this place is like, you know, all this. So he's saying, like, this consciousness of you, it will come a moment when that will be like on the way between you and this bigger place to be. And that doesn't mean that even when you are experiencing like you, that doesn't mean that you cannot have access to moments of dropping in, you know. But mostly you will experience, at some point you will experience mostly this consciousness of you as something like heavy, as something like that you, like sticky, that you don't want anymore, like you really want to get rid of that, you know. Because you will feel that it's on the way of something much wider. He's saying, like, in the same way that in the beginning I was pointing out that if you, like, the focusing on the details, on the qualities of yourself, will turn into something heavy to do, like something unnecessary, like something that will stop you from falling into the consciousness of this naked you, then in the same way, this consciousness of this naked you will be on the way and will become like heavy, you know, and stop you from falling into consciousness of like beyond you, you know, something like that. So he's saying, like, so not to escape from the pain of that, but to acknowledge this pain of being stuck in yourself, and because this acknowledging and feeling this pain of being stuck in yourself will really press the button, no? Like, will really like press the button and blow air on the fire to want to find something else, you know, to want to find a place of freedom, you know, like this, you know. I think we all can relate to that, you know, like this feeling how our kind of patterns, like, you know, how to say, govern, reinar,
rule,
whatever, our patterns, like, take over us, you know, like, we clearly want, like, let's say liberation, and we see ourselves like this, our patterns ruling us, no, like, smashing, like coming and taking over, you know. And this, you know, we can kind of hate that and just be hating that, and we will not go anywhere. But we can acknowledge that and feel the pain of that, and let that be like this fuel or this air to the fire for liberation, you know. So that's, you know. What?
Are you talking about final enlightenment, or is it like one step at a time, that this pressure is getting little by little less, and
yeah,
you reach another stage and another stage, you know? Or is the pressure getting more and more and more, and then it's unbearable, and or are they different?
Yeah, like saying all at the same time, like there are moments of falling into this place, mm-hmm, and moments of falling back into my own drama, no? And then letting this drama letting yourself feel the pain of being stuck in this drama, so that that can be, this pain can be like the energy to, you know, can build up the longing to want to go beyond this drama. Yeah, like beyond, we can say all the drama, we can find liberation, no? But, you know, yeah. And of course, like, the more you give yourself to that and make yourself available, you will also experience more and more kind of those moments of falling in, kind of by grace or by, like, by something that is not your effort, this kind of being pulled in, and by falling into that place, you will really understand and you will really start appreciating more and more this kind of amazingness of this art of contemplation, the beauty or the you know, the benefits or whatever, you know, the beauty of this art of contemplation. Because you will be like collecting fruits, no? So more able to see it, no? To touch it. It's just reminding, like, saying, like, ah, like, again, like, checking that whoever is reading is not kind of still hanging there trying to understand through the mind and put things together through the mind. And saying, and just notice that I'm saying, like, this naked consciousness of your being and not your activities, like, making this difference, like, that we know, like, many people are confused between, you know, who am I and my activities. Because many people think that they are the same, like, that, you know, my activities is who I am, you know.
You want to think I have a question this time?
Yeah.
So it's just the art of contemplation that you're talking about is not the falling in. It is the receptivity and the practice and the openness and the waiting.
Finally forming, or what do you mean? Because I don't know, I'm getting confused. Like, finally falling into this place?
Yes.
Are you talking about that? Or like falling into and then falling into and then finally
yeah.
falling into?
Yeah. It sounds like that, like falling in and then back to our living and drama and then falling in, and the art of contemplation is the place of practicing the receptivity
and
the
openness
and
the not focusing
on
anything specific and being the naked self and
all this
balancing. Yeah, like, this is like what he's calling the art of contemplation, this activity of contemplation,
yeah.
And then that leads to this falling into, you know, that's kind of what happened if you by doing this art, this is what happens. That's kind of the process. And yeah, during this process, there are moments of falling in, like having glimpses of that, you know, that also help you to keep on going, no? Like sometimes, you know, we need some sign, you know, at some point we need some sign, otherwise we may give up. So, you know, also this is there that keeps us going, and then keep going, and then, yeah, he's pointing to, like, final kind of place where, like, we can say, like, you have seen with your eyes and experienced that place, like, so many times or so intensively that the mind, even the mind understands, we can say. Even the mind gives up trying to push you to the all, you know. So this is, I think, scriptures, like, I think in Hindu tradition, they speak about, like, 12 years after, you know, of even after falling totally, 12 years of kind of the whole system kind of saying yes to that, you know? Like, it's kind of a... Yeah, like... yeah, whatever. I was going to say one example, but it's not. No.
Like, all the things we want to experience are... I don't know, like having a nice profession, something we really like to do, family, relationships. Why doing that? Why not going straight, you know, to... Or is it just... a way to... Like, it also helps you to experience your self through this experience.
Yeah.
You know? Like, why not meditating for the rest of your life? You know? Why not, you know? By doing all these things. I mean, they're beautiful, but...
Yeah, you can choose.
I don't know. I'm just wondering, you know, if it's also a part of falling into, you know.
Yeah.
Like you have a daughter, so you also fall into through that experience, and then through another experience through meditation, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's very personal. Like, for some people, it needs to be, like, the only focus and just, like, whatever. It, like, anything, like, kind of everything in life would be on the way, like, obstacle. Like, because whatever, some people think, you know, for them is like this. And for some other people, nothing is... out of that process, you know. So it is very personal, like what will move you out of the way, or what will help you actually to go deeper, you know.
Okay, that was the thing, that's also a help kind of to experience.
Yeah. Yeah, many things in life. Yeah. Yeah, many, like, you know, you can take everything in life in, and that be a help. Yeah. Or some people need to really, like, just go in one little cottage in the mountain and just live there. You know? Both are valid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But only you know, like, what moves you beyond, you know, and what stops you, no?
So that's also like the deeper, or the self, the way you choose, kind of, or the thing you are drawn to?
The
like
self?
That this is your individual self, the way you want to explore
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah.
You know, the thing you are drawn to.
Yeah, sometimes it's your, you know, like your choice.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's beyond your choice. Like, it's not what you would choose, but what life brings, and you can accept that as your path. You know? Like, I think all possibilities are possible. Yeah, so some people speak about no choice in life, you know, and some people speak about choice. So I like the combination.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
It is also, you know, person, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Like how you kind of deal or what you do with the situation and what whatever comes to you and what you do with it.
Yeah.
Could help you again to fall into this.
Yeah. Like for me there is one thing which is most important, but I just kinda I tried very hard to live like as a hermit, you know, because I felt that that's the way, you know, but like that's the direct way, you know. So, but something in me was very, like, very much, very strongly saying, like, if it is possible, it needs to be for everyone, and under all, like, in different circumstances, not only like in this perfect kind of life created for that, you know. That I could never get rid of that thought. That's why, like, I feel I chose, like, to go down to earth into the, like, yeah, lower things. To, you know, whatever, to really, like, you know, because I really believe in that, so that's why. But this is a little bit because I couldn't get rid of that belief. So, something like this, not because I, of course, in my dream, in little hut in the mountains would be perfect. But it's kind of, this is real, life didn't let me do that, no? So something. So everyone is different for everyone.
It's like this deep wish or
yeah. Yeah, yeah, very, very deep.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, he's saying, like, just putting more emphasis on that pain. Like, he's saying, like, don't think that I didn't cry to have an answer in my mind about what I was doing. You know? Don't think that I didn't feel that pain or that heaviness of not being able to go out of my great ideas or kind of the nice things that I read in books or, you know, all these things that really make my mind happy. Like, don't think that have been easy for me. Like, I cried. They made me cry sometimes, but that really made me want to be free from them, you know, and they really, like this pain really make me want to know a place beyond that. And it is also important if there is a lot of kind of saying like pain kind of caused by your actions in the past. Like it is first important to just be in contact with the potential, like the potentiality of human being. Like, so first, like if you come from a place of just very, very disconnected place, we can say, like, of course, first you need to bring into your mind this possibility that human being could be different, no? First. And then, so because he's saying like, of course it's different for, like the starting point is also different for each person, like, so if you come from this like very like place like of pain, then first you have to believe that something better could be there. And then really again like the importance of becoming humble, like humble. And so first is like possibility, like that human being could be different, like could live like not stuck into this pain. And then once this is clear, like not to jump into going there, you know, but to really like the way of this becoming humble to find a door to go there, you know. So once you know this possibility, like really like going in to find a way in, like not to think you can do it, not to put your shoes and start walking towards this place, but to stop and look in and door will be shown to you, you know, but only by this kind of humble way, you know. So when you experience that yourself, like this pain of being a mess, no? Then you can really grow this and find, having found a door, then from this experience, probably it will come great devotion. So this door, like I would call it the door of devotion, and I can promise you that this is the entrance, like the more secure entrance to this contemplation, to this art of contemplation. So, I don't know if there is any thing.
Like we were talking like about death in the practice, like what do you mean, like in the experience that you have of like, or like
death
in the practice,
yeah,
experience like passing through death.
Yeah,
because it seems to me like that there has to be something like that in order to get to this point, because it's like the self, the ego is not something that like okay,
I go, like it's something, it seems like it's like intense process kind of. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, like many times in the practice, to many people it happened this, there is moment where this falling in happens and it is almost like missing air, like, you know, and the reaction, like the whole system is like reacting, like making you like, you know, like jump out of this place, you know. So it's as if like, it's really like as if life gets threatened, you know, somewhere. So it's like approaching this place and then being like catapulted, like how you said, like jump out of this place, you know, because of the system, like it's really like losing life, no? And the whole system is made to keep life alive, no? So, something like that. So, yeah, so this comes on the way, and then, so that's both like, in a way, like a sign of like death, but also like a lot of relaxing into that needs to happen to really like allow kind of the next place, you know. But it's something like so, we can say like so survival or so inbuilt in us that it takes us out, you know, like very, very quick jump out of this place. So to get the system understand that this is a safe place, you know, it's like convincing the whole being that, yeah, there is no danger in going this place, you know. But it's kind of, you know, it's like saying like there is no danger in dying, no? Like it is unthinkable, no? It is very dangerous to die, no? So like this kind of, so the whole system to trust this place, like it feels like a whole journey sometimes to really like kind of meet many times this place and slowly, slowly, yeah, letting the system trust that there is no danger in going there. Yeah.
It's like to get to the state before, like this happening, this sudden happening, let's say, it's not really, because it's true what she was saying, like it's a little bit tricky, you know, this longing in a way like puts you already into a place of separation, like I long for something that I don't have, but in reality, like, if you can get there, that means that you have it already, kind of, you know, like it's available to you. It's not like I can't reach it. So
yeah.
In the practice, like this thinking about the pull in, about the longing, is like a little bit, I don't know, like disorienting.
Disorienting.
So I just, it works for me better, like whatever I am is already okay. So
yeah.
just being in this.
Yeah, that space also. But this is also because our kind of conditioning, that anything that has to do with doing, like even longing or wishing has a little kind of active kind of feeling. So we come here, no? We move, when I long for something, a gesture would be like to reach out for something, no? So proposition here and like, you know, what we are trying to do all these days is like if we can be in touch with this longing without jumping into action, like how to, like we can be in touch with this longing, not from mind, not from I want, but almost as if like, let's say longing is somewhere behind me, like just image, and is like crushing me. You know, like it's coming from somewhere else and taking me, no?
Like I don't have to go out, it just come in, kind of.
Yeah, you're not reaching out, mm-hmm. but kind of almost like energetically feeling that kind of pull towards, you know, like it's completely different movement, no? Just to check, and everyone has different also feeling for every different word, no? So wishing has a feeling, longing has another feeling. So for me, I don't know, like it would be like more wishing or longing, like something that is more like from the belly, or something that is not your, it's not your own invention. This is also another thing. This longing comes before you were born. So like, it's not what you want. It is like, it is this unstoppable movement towards freedom, no? Towards, yeah, which is inbuilt, no? It is not your wanting is not your invention. So that kind of energy, we can connect with that. We have a nice ride, free ride.
But can I tell you the last thing? Like, do you feel it's like kind of similar with what you experience when praying, like in the motion, let's say?
Yeah.
It's something like, no?
Yeah.
These are experiences.
Yeah. That's why he's saying devotion, no? That's why many times we mention devotion. Because devotion has a little like this sense of there is a movement, no? So, yeah. So, but totally like from the heart or top, totally like juicy. So it's really much closer. Like devotion is much appropriate than wishing or longing or wanting, of course.